Hi!
Hello, everyone. This is a very quick episode for you.
We'll see how long this quick episode is actually going to be.
Well, we decided that we're going to do what we call a quick pit stop podcast, to look at what's happening at Bahrain this weekend and just kind of going through our hot takes. And we're going to do it in less time than it takes for Valtteri Bottas to take a pit stop at Monaco.
So 4 days?
Yeah, so it's going to be less
than
that.
This could be the longest podcast ever.
It's going to be a podcast that's going to be done in less time than it takes to order a family pizza and delivered by Domino's. There we go. So 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, that's some like. Have you got those weird adverts in the UK for the Domino's where it's just like, this will be quicker than he finds out that the man behind him is the killer, or something like that?
No,
we've got all these adverts where like there's like two gunmen walking around and it goes, your Domino's will be quicker than the man behind is the killer, or you. And then weirdly, there's some seals and doing strange things. Okay. It's all a bit weird.
Sounds random.
It is very random. I don't know why we're talking about Domino's, but there we go.
We'll do it in under 30 minutes or your money back, guaranteed. So whatever you pay for this podcast, we'll give you your money back, which is nothing.
I've got
nothing.
A piece of hair flowing around my eye. Is it on my glasses? No, it might be attached to my head. It is attached to my head. Ow!
Lovely.
How long is my hair there?
Plucking hair up. So anyway, so we are here. We are on the eve of the Formula One season. Not quite the eve, as it's currently Tuesday, but we are very, very close to the start of the new Formula One season.
It's like the eve of the eve of the eve.
I'm very excited.
Are you? I'm glad it's back.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you?
About 200. And that's from someone that has to... I said it to you the other day. I was like, I know too much about Formula One now. So they had a quiz on RT2. The presenters are an F1 fan, and obviously with Drive to Survive being out, they had to promote that, so they didn't.
Yep.
But weirdly, they linked F1 quiz with an Aldi 150 euro voucher giveaway.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what? Not that I really want an Audi voucher. Well, I can. If you watch Drive to Survive, you will find the connection.
Okay.
It is tenuous, but it links to my Twitter, which I've now got Twitter and I'm using, which I actually created my first meme the other day.
Meme.
I created that one about the boat.
Oh, did you really?
I made that one all by myself. I'm quite proud of myself there.
Bless you. Well done.
I'm on Twitter now, underscore Skycloth.
So for those of you who listened to our last week's podcast and Carl created a Twitter account live on air, he then promptly changed it as soon as the episode finished.
It's because I'm going to use it for writing and other pieces and bits and pieces. And I wanted it to be a bit more vague until I really decide what I'm going to do with it. So it is underscore Skycloth, because someone's stolen Skycloth. Who the hell has stolen Skycloth? No one knows what Skycloth is.
There we go. And if you want to hear more from me, I'm at Tom Horrocks F1.
Makes more sense.
Yeah, because I just stick an F1 at the end of your name. And you're pretty much guaranteed it.
Yeah, I was going to do Carl King F1 and I was like, yeah, I don't want the baddies at F1 to come after me. So,
whereas I'm just bring it on.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy. I said to my wife earlier, I'll quite happily take a punch from Jos Verstappen to get podcast famous, get the podcast heard. It'd be a launching platform for us.
Yeah. Tom Horrocks got hit by ex-driver Jos Verstappen.
Although I did establish on Grid Talk last night that Jan Magnussen, when he made his debut in Formula One, looks very, very similar to Max Verstappen. It's like scarily
similar. Jan Magnussen, what's his name?
Kevin Magnussen's dad.
Yeah. I didn't realise he was.
He made his debut. Yes, he is another nepotistic project. He made his debut replacing Mika Hakkinen when he broke his legs in Adelaide.
Yeah.
This is great viewing here. I'm currently sending you to your WhatsApp a message that I sent to Emily earlier, which is a picture of Jan Magnussen when he made his debut for McLaren. Oh, yeah. Tell me he doesn't look like Max Verstappen.
Yeah, bearing in mind, you've now screwed up my internet. So this might not be the clip. Actually, do you know what? I'm going to stop that and I'm going to look it on my phone.
That'll be a good idea.
And then that way I can work it out. Blah, 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 blah. There he goes. Oh, God, he does.
He really does. That's when he made his... Because he lost his hair very quickly and he's completely bald as a plucked chicken now. And he looks nothing like Max Verstappen now.
Do you know what? I was thinking this the other day. Look, so Laura was talking about this. There's an Instagram account called F1 Wags. I've been banned from going on it. but they're all obviously really stunning. And then I was looking at the lads. They're all good-looking men. You know, there's not, like, what is the relation between good-looking men and Formula One? There's not, they're, at the moment, they're all good-looking, you know, and obviously the women are all very stunning. Well,
Max Verstappen's not particularly good-looking, I don't think.
You tell your missus that.
Well, yeah, she kind of agrees. She just...
Really? I thought she was a hardcore Max's hot man.
No, she's a Max fangirl, but she's not massively attracted to him.
Oh, I thought she was.
No, it's all about Carlos Sainz and Charles Leclerc. That's like the most most beautiful driver pairing on the grid.
And if you watch Drive to Survive, Christian Horner going on about Lando being really good looking, it made me laugh.
Yeah, like, but Christian Horner then said, you know, women only watch Formula One because they fancy the men. And it's like,
oh, really?
He said that. I thought like on Good Morning
Shut
or
up.
Something. He said it in a jovial way, but for a team, you know, in a sport where we're trying to like break down the bias, as W Series say, and it's really a bad taste comment to make, even if it's in jest. You shouldn't be joking about that kind of thing. It's like making a joke about racism or something. You know, you when you're in the position that he's in, he shouldn't be joking about that kind of thing.
No.
Because it just feeds the unconscious bias and the conscious bias of
other people. I'm only watching it so I can see Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because like, can you imagine if he'd have said men only watch W Series because of all the attractive racing women? Just put that into context. Can you imagine the backlash for that? So he just needs to engage his brain. And not be
I'm going to clip that, Tom. I'm putting it on. Tom Horrocks said.
Engage your brain, Christian Horner, and stop being such a windbag. Stop trying to be a rock star. Massey's gone now. You don't have to take the mantle.
Well, yeah, someone has to.
So these are all my opinions and do not necessarily reflect those of Carl King. And you can come at me, Christian Horner, if you don't.
Come at me, Christian Horner.
Come at me,
and
Christian.
Bring Jerry with you.
Yeah. No, it's all about Baby Spice. It's all about Baby Spice. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Nah, see, you know me.
He got the cheap knockoff Spice Girl.
No! Jerry Halliwell was the best.
Nah, she wasn't. Definitely not. Yeah. It's always about Baby Spice.
Although, as Mel C?
Mel Chisholm, I think
Mel
it is.
Mel Chisholm.
Yeah.
Is that really? Yeah. But she was always the one that was everyone would bet. Nah. But as she got older, and especially her in... Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh yes, yeah, definitely.
You know, she's and just the talent of her.
Oh yeah, head. she was the most talented of the group.
She gets talent points in that show.
Definitely.
She also has Tim Mitchell in it. You know, that's pretty all-star casty.
Definitely. Anyway, back to Formula One.
And Chris Moyles. It had Chris Moyles.
Yeah, but I didn't like him in that. He was. Yeah. Anyway,
oh,
we'll move
you
on.
You came with me, didn't you?
I know,
you?
I did. I did.
There we go.
So we've got the Bahrain Grand Prix happening this weekend. And we have practice starting Friday, 2 sessions, 1 hour sessions. I believe they're still 1 hour. I think they are. And then we've got qualifying on the Saturday and the race on the Sunday. No sprint race for this race. We do have 3 sprint races during the season again, like we did last year.
I only picked out Brazil. Which other ones are there?
It's 2 that weren't on the calendar last year. I can't recall off the top of my head.
Brazil's definitely one.
Yeah, well, I think they had to keep Brazil after last year's one.
Yeah.
It's 2 that we didn't have last year. So it's not Silverstone and it's not whichever the other one was. I can't remember.
I still don't know why they've kept that when Monza. There's so many other things changing, why they've left that sprint-based idea still in.
Well, it's something that they're really pushing for, aren't they? It makes great fiscal sense for the tracks. It energises the Friday and it energises the Saturday as well. I think more people tune in for a race than they do for qualifying, and then people start tuning in for qualifying when they wouldn't normally tune in for practice.
Yeah, but we've already done a test year. Do we not need it? Do we need another test year?
Well, it's not a test year. It's here now. They're just gonna.
Why only 3? Do it for every single one.
No, I don't think they should do it for every race. It's some races it won't work for. I'm fine for it. You know, kind of.
Which races would it not work for?
Monaco.
Why? Don't say. Why Monaco?
because you can't overtake. So what's the point? You just line everyone up in line. And you could say, well, why
Imola,
have,
then.
Why
Imola.
Have, well, yeah. I think Imola is one of them. I think Imola's got...
oh, God.
Yeah, but again, that'd be an interesting test to see if it works. I do think it is Imola. I think that's just rung a bell in my head thinking, well, that's going to be hard to overtake. But, you know, these cars might well be able to overtake. It looks like they might be able to. So
we
will see. So what do we think is going to happen on this Grand Prix of the weekend?
On this Grand Prix of the weekend, this is weird because we were talking about doing a bit of a pre thing. Anyway, I don't think... I think it would be strange. I mean, let's just go with the Bahrain testing that we've had last week, which obviously put the cat among the pigeons. Alfa Romeo seems to be up there weirdly, but who knows what they're running, what's running, and where running with what. The practice sessions are always really strange, the pre-season practice, and you can't take anything from them. All we know is porpoising is happening, and all I know is I did last week when we had this podcast, I didn't know what a porpoise was. I thought it was a platypus. And in my head, I had platypus was a porpoise. So I was really confused. And if you watch the video, you'll understand my confusion as to what porpoising is. And it wasn't until I watched another podcast, another YouTube channel, that I understood what the hell they meant. So, by porpoise. I didn't know a porpoise was just a dolphin.
Yeah, but they can't call it dolphining, apparently.
Got another word?
If you Google, don't look up porpoising in the Urban Dictionary. That's all I'll say. If you go and have a look at the platypus noses from, like, what was it, 2013? 2012? Formula One cars. That's platypusing. We don't want to go back to that. But no, so yeah, it's so difficult to call. I think we've definitely got that top four in no specific order: McLaren, Ferrari, Red Bull, Mercedes. We don't really know exactly what the order is.
There's going to be some strange ones. I think there is going to be. I mean, Bottas was showing great form. I don't think it would relate to track, and we all know that Bottas would do a good qualifying and then we'll just sit behind whoever. So you know, that's his driving style. Grand. I think Bottas would become Mr. Saturday.
Possibly.
You know, I think he'll become Mr. Saturday.
I genuinely hope so, because I actually want to cheer for Alfa Romeo this year. They've been such a bugbear of mine. I've not enjoyed watching Alfa Romeo the last few years, so I hope they do become this team.
Car looks quite interesting. It's quite cool.
It looks good. Like, to look at. I like the look of it.
Let's talk about the no side pods.
Have we already spoke about these, haven't we?
No, because they only came out on testing and we didn't
I thought we did a podcast since we've seen them.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because you messaged me saying watch the thing.
Maybe. Yeah. No, it's it's a great, well, it's ambitious.
It's certainly stupid. Ambitious.
I don't necessarily think it is. I think it's one of these things where the potential...
Have we talked about it? I don't know. When was our last podcast?
Maybe not. The potential of the design is epic. But the...
As I said, it's just them showing off. And you did point out the whole point of F1 is for show-offs.
Yeah, exactly. Look what we can do. So, yeah it's the... I think the... It's a really strong design for the future. I don't think they're going to master it now, but if it's deemed to be legal and they don't put anything in place to stop people doing this, then I think all the cars will gravitate towards that eventually. Whether it be this season, next season, or in a couple of years' time, I think it will be the way that they go forward. I think it's very much a car for the future, and whether they can get on top of it now is not sure. But I will stick my flag in the ground now, and I'll say that by the end of the season, that Mercedes will be the fastest car on the grid. But whether it will do that in time to win the championship, I'm not sure.
It looks so ugly.
Yeah, every car looks ugly when it's different to what people are expecting. People said that, and I like the Halo now.
It looks like? It looks like Ditto from Pokemon. Go and Google it. But yeah, it looks like Ditto from Pokemon.
Somebody said it looked like a stingray I saw on social media.
Yeah, I can understand that. It looks like one of the ugly stingrays. It's not a proper... No, Stingray's too good. It looks like there's a manta ray or something.
The other possibility here as well is,
oh, helmet stingray.
Are they sandbagging it though? Because they know, like Ross Brawn said, that if someone comes out with a world beating concept, that they'll probably take it off them. So are they just sandbagging, and then they're gonna throw away the first three or four races of the season, and they just absolutely boss it? It's possible, because they did say that come race five of the season, they'll kind of lock in the design. So if they just kind of sandbag for the first three or four races, they've then got 17 races to just go out and absolutely kill it.
Yeah.
It is a possibility.
I don't think it will. I mean, he would know with his double diffuser world that he had back in the day.
Yeah.
Sandbag that one to fuck. They are doing tests. My highlight of the testing period was when Albon was on with presenting, yeah. Not presenting, but like being on a commentator in the commentary. And then the TV's car blew up. And literally seconds before it, he said, yeah, the car's been really reliable.
Yeah.
And it all went up in flames. I was like, oh, dear.
Can't write that. Can't write that.
Yeah, it was quite funny. But I think it, I mean, this is the thing with this year. Like last year, you could almost predict it. You knew the Mercs and the Red Bulls were going to be there. You knew that the Ferraris, McLarens, and Alpines were going to fill up the middle. You know, few good lucks. But this year, I think it's all a bit crazy. You know, obviously, they've had to increase the weight limit, which just seems crazy. And Alpha managed to do it, but everyone else couldn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that has still a lasting advantage, the fact that the Alpha is lighter now.
Well, no, because they'll still go up to that limit, but they'll just put ballast in the car to help with the handling.
They've
got that option.
Yeah. What was interesting was there was a picture that came out with the Aston that almost there's nothing behind the side pods, really.
Yeah.
You know, there is gaps there.
They're purely there for aerodynamic gain.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting that this no side pod, everyone's sort of gone down that side idea, but you know, but they've obviously kept the shape for aerodynamics as opposed to filling it with engine.
Yeah. And I think that we don't Williams are the only team that have kind of gone down a similar route to Mercedes, but not quite as extreme as Mercedes. So I do think that we'll start to see, as the season goes on, I think Williams will get stronger, because I think that concept is a really strong concept.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that concept is, you know, obviously they're Mercedes engined and supported. So I think there's obviously been discussions.
Well, the whole engine has been overhauled and reprofiled for this year. Yeah. So it's obviously that's going to be
something.
And is
it the same engine? It's not a second last year's engine.
No, everyone's basically the engine freeze starts at Bahrain in a couple of days' time. So what they bring to that race is what they have to run for the next four seasons.
But the supply, what do you call it? Not suppliers, the other ones. What's Williams?
Customer team.
Customer. But the customer teams have the same engine?
Yeah. Yeah, they have to have all the same engine modes and everything. They can't like have... Because before, Mercedes were giving people engines that didn't have the same engine modes. The same physical engines, but the software wasn't the same. But now they have to give everyone... If they're giving them engine, they have to have everything that they have has to be available to the works team as
Which is interesting, because it means that, in theory, Williams and... Is it just Williams that has Mercedes?
McLaren.
Oh, McLaren.
And
Aston Martin don't actually need the side pods anymore, in theory, if... You know,
if Mercedes can do it, there's no reason why they can't.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see as to what happens, as to how well that Mercedes works and what happens next year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it's more of a concept for, especially with the budget cap as well, it's more of a concept for the years to come.
Yeah.
So that's why I think people will start to converge onto that once it starts proving to be the strongest package. If indeed it does prove to be the strongest package, it might turn out that Ferrari have got the right idea with their bathtub side pods and... but who knows? We're not going to know. But let's put down some predictions. Then we're not gonna like formalize the predictions like we've done in previous years. We're just gonna do it for fun. So we'll say poll winner and a hot take that something that we think is gonna happen.
Poll. pole. No, I'm stuck. Pole Leclerc.
It's a strong shout. He would be my second choice for pole behind who I'm actually going to go with, which is Max Verstappen. I think Red Bull.
I don't know about that Red Bull car.
Yeah, I don't
Am I the only one that's
I don't think it's going to be there at the end of the season. I still think they may well finish like third in the constructors.
Yeah, but I don't think that car's going to be there. I, for some reason, I don't think this year's Red Bull's year.
I don't think it is either, but I just think Verstappen will probably put it on pole.
And then what's the other one?
Winner slap and a hot winner. Take.
Winner.
I can't be asked for fastest lap. That's winners, just a lottery. It's just whoever's in a position to take a pit stop, isn't it?
So. Yeah. Winner. I'm going to keep it in Ferrari, but I'm going to go the other one, Sainz.
Go for Sainz. Nice. I'd like to see that. I'll be on board with that for a race result.
Yeah.
On
the problem
grid
is,
talk,
it's
I put
so
it down as
vague.
Yeah, on grid talk, I put it down as a Leclerc win. And I
can understand that.
I thought that Verstappen would get involved in something. There'd be a dodgy safety car, and the conspiracy theorists would come out saying that's the FIA getting even for Abu Dhabi and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, Hamilton's won the last 3 years in Bahrain, but I don't see him winning this year.
I don't know if that car's sandbagged to fuck and will actually come out and it'll be blasted.
I think when you see it on cooler tracks, I think it'll probably come into its play a little bit more. So maybe at Imola, it might well come through. But
I wonder how it's
going to
do in
well.
Corners. Yeah, I wonder how it's going to do in corners.
Well,
I wonder how it is going to be at Monaco.
It should be slippier through the air, definitely. So that should definitely help. And if it's still able to generate as much downforce as the other cars, then it's going to be a great concept.
Yeah.
But I'm still torn. Do you know what? So you've gone for science, yeah? So I need to go opposite that. I don't want to... I said Leclerc on grid talk. I want to swap that up a little bit. Do you know what? I'm going to go George Russell. There we go.
I forgot about him.
George Russell is going to win.
I forgot he's actually in a decent car now.
Yeah, he's going to do what he almost did in Sakhir and win the race. I don't think that's going to happen, but I just think that'd be a good story. So,
quick question. Who's replacing Ricciardo?
Is it actually been confirmed that he's...
No, it hasn't been confirmed.
Alpine have said that they will allow Piastri to go there. Whether that's the right thing...
Why are they doing that? Like, haven't McLaren got their own reserve driver? What's his name from America? From the IndyCar.
Okay, well, Pascal Ward's tied into IndyCar this year. Yeah, he's going for the championship. He's not going to want to drop out of IndyCar to go and do one race in Formula One. He's going for the championship, and he's locked into that contract. I know it's the same team, but I just don't see that as really a viable option. Piastri, it's a no-lose scenario for Alpine because there's no contract attached to it. It's one race. He can go there. He can have a look at how McLaren do things, report back to them. He's... For one
why
race,
would McLaren agree to that?
For one race, he's not going to be on the pace, so he's not really going to massively detriment Alpine's season. And he's a great young talent that people want to see in Formula One. But
why
so
would McLaren
I can see why Alpine would do it, but yeah, unless McLaren think that they can bring him in for this one race and then say, hey, you know, Alpine aren't going to give you a shot. Yeah. Come on board with our program, and then they could maybe look at him as a replacement for Ricciardo in a couple of years. And say, look, we'll place you somewhere. We'll put you in. You know, we'll strike a deal with Haas or something, and to have you in the car, we'll pay your way. We'll pay your wages. You can be our George Russell. You know, a couple of years, you'll be in this car. But I don't think McLaren have quite got the pulling power for that. Okay. So it's interesting.
If it was Mercedes, then it'd be a different story.
Yeah. I'm not convinced it's the right deal for McLaren anyway. I want to see Piastri in the sport, but I don't think this is the right scenario for him, personally.
I don't think.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. So, hot take. What's your hot take for the race?
What the hell's a hot take?
Just a random prediction. Something that's going to happen. Something that's unexpected.
I think, as I said, I think Bottas is going to do very well. I think he's going to be
Bottas
Mr. Saturday.
Gonna be your,
I think he's going to be Mr. Saturday and then come fifth or sixth, the highest Alfa. He's going to come the highest Alfa Romeo have ever come.
Well,
hang on, I've got to think about that. Is there a history where they've come
Yeah, I mean, certainly in the modern era of Alfa Romeo, they've not.
Yeah,
done,
sorry, yeah. Alfa Romeo as Alfa Romeo, not Alfa Romeo as whatever Scuderia, whatever they
Whereas... No, because Alfa Romeo were a team in the 80s. They're a team in the 50s. Oh, right. Basically, the Alfa Romeo Sauber team.
Yeah, and not Sauber.
Yeah, because Sauber came second once.
Yeah.
I think
Bottas.
And they won a race with Robert Kubica when it's BMW Sauber.
So. Okay, there we go.
But yeah, certainly since they've been Alfa Romeo Sauber.
Yeah.
That's a good shout. An interesting take.
That. Yeah, I think Bottas will come the highest. I don't know how high that's going to be. I don't know how high Bottas.
Like a fifth or sixth or something like that.
Yeah, seventh. I don't think Alfa have ever been up that high.
I think Trevor actually got a seventh a couple of years ago. Maybe.
I think they're in the early stages here. Hmm. So, and they've got a decent car. They'll weigh off as we go through it, but not yet. So.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to say that there's going to be a race winner is going to be the slowest car on track on pace. Race winner, so someone who has previously won a race, is going to be the slowest car on track. So that would be someone like Pierre Gasly, Fernando Alonso, Sebastian Vettel, someone who's won a race, or Daniel Ricciardo. Somebody who's won a race in the past is going to be in the slowest car on the day. That's what I think is going to happen. So,
okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
I mean, that, to be fair, that could be either of the Alpines, Ocon or Alonso.
Yeah.
They both won a race now, so that's my hot take.
There we go.
So that's what we think is going to happen in Bahrain. Let us know what you think about this format, this short podcasting. We're thinking maybe do more podcasts but shorter ones. Still do some long ones for big race reviews and things. Let us know what you think about that. We'll. Anything else you want to add before we sign off, Carl?
No, I've got Twitter. Follow me. I'll try and actually keep questions and things coming.
That's Carl is at underscore Skycloth, and I'm at Tom Horrocks F1, and you can see us at Monkey Seat Pods, and also monkeyseatpod.com is the website if you want to find out where we are and how to contact us and how to support us. You can support us, give us a quid, help us keep this podcast going, help us fund it, pays for the website costs and all that kind of stuff. It's not massively expensive to run this thing, but we don't get paid for doing it, so it'd be nice to get something in just to kind of offset some of the costs. But great, and get in contact, engage with us, speak to us. We love to hear from you. So
cool. We'll see you next week. We don't know when we'll be doing them, but
we'll see you after the first race.
Yay!
Bye.
Bye.